Cities and states across the country are worried about the so-called brain drain, with some of the most educated and sought-after residents deciding to move somewhere else, and the drama increases with nearly every technological advance. Agnel Philip and a team from Bloomberg looked into the numbers for a story called The Smartest Americans Are Heading West, and found that a number of cities in the western U.S. are benefiting, and Agnel is with me. So Agnel, what is attractive about the West for so-called smart jobs? Because we naturally think of Silicon Valley, but it has to be deeper than that.
The map is kind of all over the place in terms of where these concentration areas are, but what we did see is that the top four were all in what we would consider western states, one and four both being in Colorado, and two and three being in California. In terms of why that is geographically, it's hard to say. I think the biggest trends we noticed in going through the data were these were typically towns that had a major university in them. So there was, in a sense, an inbuilt, highly educated workforce to draw from, which explained why there were such high proportions of advanced degree holders and things like that. But if you also looked at net business formation, a lot of these cities stood out. Austin, Texas is one that comes to mind that you can see highlighted on the map as well. It's hard to say how much the geography plays into it or what specifically the West brings, because you can't say that it's necessarily cheaper housing, because San Francisco and San Jose were 2 and 3, and both of those have the highest housing costs in the country. So it's hard to say if there's a common theme through that. It does stand out, though, that Silicon Valley and the Bay Area are at the top, along with some of the surrounding areas of Denver and northern Colorado.
For the purposes of this, how were sort of smart jobs defined? What is it? Is it more about having the advanced degree? Does it also involve certain STEM fields? Give us some background on that, would you?
The criteria that went into it were STEM occupations, so that would be science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So those fields, if what we looked at were the percentage of the population that had a job in those fields, we also looked at the percentage of the population that had science and engineering degrees and the percentage of the population that had advanced degrees. So in terms of education and occupation, those were what we focused on. It was really heavily focused on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, both in terms of degree attainment and in terms of actual occupations. And then finally, we also looked at net business formation, and this is probably also what contributed to some of the strength of the Bay Area and Colorado, was that those are areas that have pretty strong startup cultures, along with, like I was mentioning earlier, Austin, Texas.
We've talked about some of the areas that have gotten some of the brain concentration. What about the so-called brain drain? What are some areas that have really been hit by that?
The top one was Muskegon, Michigan. And I think this in general is pretty emblematic for a lot of the names we saw up at the top of the list. Number two is Beckley, West Virginia. These are all areas that have experienced some sort of decline in industry or a decline economically over the going back even farther than 10 years, 20, 30 years. So these are all areas that have experienced decline in industry, which typically also results in a net outflow of residents. And in these areas, how that showed up most were in some of these advanced degree holding parts of their population were started to move out of the area and try to find opportunities elsewhere. So Muskegon, Michigan, which I was involved in kind of reporting that out, they've noticed that this is an issue, and they've started to take some efforts to not only educate their homegrown workforce, but attract talent in. For example, they were offering tuition assistance to people who had GPAs above a certain level. So these are areas that typically seem to understand that it's an issue.
Did it seem like the people in Muskegon were putting a good face on it, or did they really think, okay, this is maybe an opportunity for us to reinvent?
The person from the Chamber of Commerce for that area that I talked to seemed to be pretty convinced that they would be able to turn this around. Again, that'll be something that remains to be seen. It is an area that has experienced something of an economic rebirth ever since the recession of 2007 to 2009. So there's definitely reason for optimism that could turn around. But again, these are things that if it does turn around, it'll take some time for that to really show up in the data.
Agnel Philip is with Bloomberg. He and a team wrote a recent story called The Smartest Americans Are Heading West.